Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn star in the new comedy Wedding Crashers. It's about two single divorce mediators with a unique strategy for meeting women. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
When I saw the poster for Wedding Crashers, I groaned. Because lately, I've been thinking that Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn are Johnny One Notes, whose shtick is getting old. You've got Wilson, the adorably diffident, semi-stone surfer dude, made a little more vulnerable by a nose that goes in like six different directions, and Vaughn, the really tall, sleazy, jabbering wild man. We get it already. Plus, one or both seem to show up in a movie every month. But the preview for Wedding Crashers was a hoot, and the director, David Dobkin, made a half-successful black comedy in 1998 called Clay Pigeons, in which Vaughn was great as a serial killer whose bland bonhomie grew creepier with each new corpse. I'm glad I didn't blow the movie off, because I'd have missed one of the most delightful comedies in a long time. No, it's not Preston Sturgis, the center is mushy, and it's totally formulaic. But the script by Steve Faber and Bob Fisher is one of those high-speed ping-pong banter marvels in which you're still laughing from the last great line when you're hit by another and another. And say what you will about Wilson and Vaughn, they have crackerjack timing. Vaughn is like the machine that shoots tennis balls, funk, 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 while Wilson lulls you with his lazy rhythms, and then when your guard is down, nails you with the joke. You get an inkling in this early exchange, which sets up the premise. Here are two guys, John and Jeremy, who work as mediators in divorce cases and have a suitably jaded view of long-term relationships and marriage. Their seasonal hobby is showing up at weddings and seducing marriage-minded females. And now they're mapping out the next few strenuous weeks.
It's wedding season, kid!
You sandbagging son of a...
I got us down for 17 of them already.
Okay, now how many of them are cash bars?
Great question. Love where your head's at. And two of them actually are. But I got us covered. Purple hearts. We won't have to pay for a drink all night.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
We are going to have tons and tons of opportunities to meet gorgeous ladies that are so aroused by the thought of marriage that they'll throw their inhibitions to the wind.
And who's going to be there to catch them?
Grab that net and catch that beautiful butterfly, pal.
I wish that excerpt had gone on longer. See, we have to use what the studio gives us, because it's amazing the way the writers sustain that pitch. The first act is nonstop conquests. John and Jeremy show up at weddings where nobody knows them, but they don't keep a low profile. They dance with the bride and her family. They entertain the kids under the admiring eyes of their female prey. They make toasts. It climaxes in a dizzying montage of surrendering women that's intercut with the pair as they dance to Shout, a little bit softer now, a little bit louder now. It builds and builds and then explodes. This is all pretty sexist, but given the moralistic climate of the moment, it's exhilarating to see a genuinely R-rated comedy with dirty talk and casual sex. Wedding Crashers has incensed some conservative commentators because Senator John McCain, a one-time critic of filthy Hollywood values, shows up in a cameo. But the joke's on them because the values are still rather traditional. After their series of triumphs, Wilson's John sits depleted on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, with a tall, straight Washington Monument in the distance practically mocking him, and asks, "Is that all there is?" These feckless studs will have to get their comeuppance and let true love pitch a tent in their hearts. This happens when they crash the so-called Kentucky Derby of weddings, the daughter of the Treasury Secretary, played by Christopher Walken. Would you let him handle your money? John is instantly smitten by the bride's sister, played by Rachel McAdams, and she's too ravishing and unaffected, not to mention smart, to seduce and abandon. So John breaks all the rules of wedding crashing and prevails upon Jeremy to go to the family's country house. Jeremy fights him, because he's already made it with a third daughter, played by Isla Fisher, whom he thinks is a little clingy. He calls her a stage five clinger. In the film's second half, the conflict is between these increasingly helpless con artists and an extended family of ruthless blue bloods, indefatigable sailors, quail hunters, and bone-crunching touch football players. Director Dobkin and the writers keep everything in riotous motion, at least until the last 20 minutes, when the film turns sappy and conventional. But it's a mark of a good seducer that you recognize the hustle but go along anyway, because resisting, that would be a drag. Wedding Crashers gives you a great shallow romp without making you feel bad in the morning.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate.
I feel all right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now that I got my woman, I feel all right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Every time I think about you, you've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna bounce it.